But one Sunday after church, a mom asked her very young daughter what the lesson was about. The daughter answered, "Don't be scared, you'll get your quilt." Needless to say, the mother was perplexed. Later in the day, the pastor stopped by for tea, and the mom asked him what that morning Sunday school lesson was. He said, "Do not be afraid, your comforter is coming." One of the titles of the Holy Spirit is the Comforter. He is our Consoler. He's our Advocate. He is our Paraclete. And today is the great feast day of Pentecost, when we celebrate the birthday of the Catholic Church 2,000 years ago, when the Holy Spirit came down upon Our Lady and the Apostles at Pentecost. The Lord chose this day for a reason. There was a Jewish festival, a Jewish feast day of Pentecost. The word Pentecost means the 50th day, and Pentecost was the 50th day after Passover. It commemorated the offering of the harvest to God. It also commemorated the giving of the law to Moses. And isn't it appropriate that the day that was commemorated for the giving of the law, now here in the New Testament, the Lord gives His Spirit. He gives His Holy Spirit to the church on this beautiful feast day of Pentecost, 50 days after we have celebrated the Passover, the death, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What happened today, 2,000 years ago, was the opposite of what happened at the Tower of Babel. At the Tower of Babel, there was confusion of languages. Today, just the opposite. The apostles are preaching and speaking, and everybody can understand it and hear it in their own language. It was the opposite of what happened at the Tower of Babel. So today is the birthday of the Catholic Church. It is also what's called the confirmation of the church. This is the day when the Catholic Church received the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, or we can say the church received the sacrament of confirmation. And what Pentecost was for the church, our confirmation is for us as individuals. We should never underestimate the power of the sacrament of confirmation in our life. When we are confirmed, we receive a direct link back to Pentecost. Why is that the case? It's because when we're confirmed by a bishop in the ordinary times, or maybe at the Easter Vigil by a priest. But if you're confirmed by a priest or bishop, they were ordained by a previous bishop, by a previous bishop, by a previous bishop, all the way back to those apostles who were given the Holy Spirit by Christ Himself. So when the bishop comes and prays over us and then anoints us on the forehead and says, "Be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit," we have a direct link to Pentecost, an unbroken chain from Jesus sending His Spirit upon the apostles. Those apostles were the first bishops of the Catholic Church. They ordained other bishops and priests down throughout the centuries. So when we are confirmed, we are connected and receive the outpouring of Pentecost in our own life. And it is a wonderful thing to be confirmed as a Catholic. When we're confirmed, usually it's about age 13, it makes us an adult within our faith. It makes us a soldier for Christ and a witness to Jesus and the gospel. Now, we need witnesses in today's society. We live in a very hedonistic, materialistic, immoral culture. And so we need the power of the Holy Spirit to combat the evils of our society. The power of the Holy Spirit in our confirmation strengthens our will, it enlightens our mind, it increases our courage to be true witnesses to the Lord. For example, we need to be able to stand up for the rights of the unborn, the rights of the elderly, the rights of the handicapped. See, we live in a society which is called the culture of death. And we, as Christians, as confirmed Catholics, stand up for life at every stage, from the moment of conception until natural death. So the Holy Spirit in our confirmation can give us that strength and that power to always be thoroughly pro-life, from the moment of conception until natural death. That will give us the grace to strengthen and defend the family and marriage as between man and woman, and to promote the holiness of marriage and the holiness of family life and the sanctity of all human life. See, that's the power that confirmation should give us, but we have to stir it up within our life. I like using that example of making chocolate milk. I'm sure all the altar boys have had a glass of milk, and they take that Hershey's chocolate syrup, right, and they pour it, they squeeze the bottle, right? And where does all that syrup go? It goes to the bottom of the glass. Well, sometimes that's what happens in our confirmation. We have the Holy Spirit. What we need to do is we need to stir it up, right? Get that spoon and stir it up. That's what we need to do in our life. Because we are, the church and the world is in need of heroic witnesses to the gospel of life, to the sanctity of marriage, to the sanctity of the family. So how can we stir up that grace of the Holy Spirit in our life? Well, a beautiful prayer to say, very short, three words: come, Holy Spirit. When you're going through difficult times, when you have to make a decision, come, Holy Spirit. Say that prayer. Another beautiful prayer is, come, Holy Spirit, come by means of the powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your well-beloved spouse. Our Lady is the spouse of the Holy Spirit. She can send us the Holy Spirit. She is the key to the fullness of receiving the Holy Spirit. So pray to Our Lady, ask the Lord also to send you the Holy Spirit, to stir up those graces that are within us at our confirmation. I think it's very important that we need the gifts and virtues and graces of the Holy Spirit. For example, to be able to discern a vocation. Let's say you might be called to the priesthood, you're not sure. You might be called to religious life, or maybe called to marriage, you're not really sure. Pray to the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will help you to discern your vocation, whether it be to marriage, to the celibate life in the world, or to religious life. Let's say you have to change jobs, or you're not sure about your job situation. Pray to the Holy Spirit for guidance and wisdom when it comes to your workplace, your vocation, your job, your family, your relationships. Pray to the Holy Spirit. So today, again, the feast day of Pentecost was for the church what our confirmation is for us. Let us ask the Lord for the special outpouring to stir up those gifts which we received at our confirmation.